This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I am going to get rich fast, and then I'm going to rest on my laurels.
Canyon or otherwise.
Get rich quick and die young.
Get ripped quick and get rich fast.
I'm going to sell my semen.
I'm going to sell my semen to semen. Oh, sailors in Marina Del Rey are going to own part of me.
Marines in Marina Del Rey.
And so it continues.
Singing, I love variants. Spent a lot of time in Cape Town, baby. COVID variants. Just took a trip to London town. Ow. My lungs hurt.
Are you fucking kidding me? The fact that it was double blown out. We're both so loud.
We're to assume you what? Went to South Africa and then
I went to Cape Town,
London.
London town, yeah.
So you went all the way to Africa,
yes.
Right? Contracted the variant there.
I happened to.
I assume quarantined for 14 days.
I should have done right? that. That's where I made my first mistake. My second mistake
first
was
mistake
not-
was going to Africa. Right now.
Yeah.
And then you somehow got on the plane
correct,
to London.
Correct.
Which is what, a 16-hour flight?
Yeah, that's like 14 and a half hours, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. And then my third mistake was getting there, yeah, like you said, and then not quarantining once I got there.
I didn't even know if we should count the mistakes, because this is the third.
They're all so bad. It just makes one epic mistake, yeah.
With us, as usual, is Finn Wolfhard, Billy Brick, and Amir... How do you pronounce your last name? I don't want to get it wrong.
Blumenfeld. You've said it before, and you will say it again.
Amir Blumenthal.
Feld.
I feel awful that I'm peaking for you guys.
Well, you peaked a long time ago, Jeff.
Nice.
In real life.
That was a perfectly timed applause.
When did you add sound effects to the show?
Damn, Daniel.
What the fuck?
We should say that Finn, Billy, you guys are in Santa Fe, right?
No.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We're in Albuquerque, Jeff. You've gotten it wrong 4 times.
Are you is that real?
This
or a bit
is beyond what I wanted it to be. I'm already over the moon. This is going better than I could have fucking hoped.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, your bar was set so low.
You haven't even introduced the guests.
I just said Finn Wolfhard, Billy Brick, and Amir Blumenthal. I said, as usual.
Yeah.
Also, we're not as usual. This is the first time ever on the HeadGum
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, like set the stage. Build some context or something.
Really?
That was the loudest sound that's ever happened.
I didn't assume that, because when you assume, you make an ass out of you and, well, honestly, you.
You make an ass out of you and McGregor. I'm serious.
I'm serious. T2,
Assuming.
Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever watched T2 during tea time? And it was high time that I get high the line.
What's the first segment? Just launch it to the show. We don't need to do this fucking bizarre small talk that you have planned. We've never seen the Terminator when you're high during tea time.
Tea time. No.
Get into it.
Daddy, chill.
Daddy, chill. Gotcha.
No, let's get into it. How is the shoot going? You guys are on a movie. Is it an A24 movie, or am I making that up?
It is.
Interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
We're having fun. It's Jesse Eisenberg's directorial debut.
Wow.
Yeah, super. It's really great. We're having lots of fun. Lots of fun. Buckets, if you will. Buckets of fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's a review almost in a way, like the whole movie.
Yeah, definitely don't circle back to your own podcast for sure.
Yeah,
right?
No, that makes sense.
You plugged Buckets, cool. Which was, I thought was interesting. And then
oh yeah, I appreciated that. Thank
God
you.
Fucking
and
damn
a,
it.
And Amir is muted.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, I was saying thank you. Oh yeah, Jeff is muting me. Yeah, Jeff is muting me. But you won't be able to hear that because I'm still recording myself. So that won't really make sense. So yeah, you're actively ruining the show you're hosting.
Jeff, you're one of the best hosts I've ever seen. Jimmy Fallon's got nothing on you.
Well, that's what I've been texting Amir as like I'm a good interview. Say what you will.
You're a good interviewer or a good interview?
Both. Like, I'm wondering if the Times maybe does a piece on my ass so I can get that blue check.
Which Times? Which Times?
LA, New York, fucking Financial. I don't care.
You think the Financial Times will do it? An article on you.
I don't know. I mean, I have a savings account.
You live in your parents' house in Ohio.
That's true. That is true. For the time being, right. For the foreseeable future.
Yeah, for the last year, right? Don't make that face like you're
considering something.
He's thinking about it for the first time.
No, I'm like trying to wrap my head around it. Because it's not ideal.
Right, because you're also paying rent. So it's not like a money-saving thing either. You're sort of, the worst of both worlds. You're spending money on rent in LA, but then you're also dealing with living at home as an adult. So I would say you're doing
525,600 minutes is how long this pandemic has felt, because I've had to pay rent.
You're so happy that you made
it's
that
it's also
joke.
That is how long it's been. It's almost March again, so don't say it's felt like a year. It's been a year. That's accurate.
How has shooting been with COVID protocols? You guys are the only people I know acting.
Yeah, we're just like not following them. It's been really cool.
Holy shit. So nobody's wearing a mask or getting tested.
No, that's the thing. Is like we all kind of say we're getting tested, but it's like a bit of a, like we're all like winking at each other like, oh yeah, like I got the test. And then we
has anybody gotten sick?
A lot of people, shockingly. I think it's flu season or something.
That makes sense.
It's been really awesome, actually. No, we test every day and everyone's wearing masks. And we have like, if we're ever shooting inside, like everyone has to stay far apart. And if you don't need to be in the room, you aren't. And whenever we're in between takes, they turn on like basically fans. Mm. They open windows so that air is always circulating.
Wow.
It's been good. It's been like gone off without a hitch, starring Eva Mendes.
Hitch? Starring hitch. Eva Mendes?
No. I just said it's done without a hitch, starring Eva Mendes.
Because Hitch is not starring Eva Mendes. So
oh, she was in that film?
Or she in it?
She's in it. She's in it. She's in it. She's in it.
Is she? All right.
So is Kevin James.
Yeah, sure. Of course Kevin James is in it. He's the star of it. I don't know why you know about the other characters in that. What is it? 14-year-old movie at this point?
Longer than that.
I rewatched Hitch over the summer, and Kevin James he's kind of silly in it. Like there's a lot of like physical blunders.
As opposed to
there's just like a lot of physical blunders. He's wacky in a way.
Yes,
so a comedian
course.
In a romantic comedy is silly in it.
He's silly and he's wacky. Simping in it. Because he's like...
What does that mean?
It means that he's sort of a simp for the British, whoever he falls in love with. I forget. Cameron Diaz? Charlize Theron?
I was like, it's either of those people.
Amir, I have to ask, how is Charlize?
Yes. Charlize is amazing. You guys, we have to have Charlize on the show. She's so... And she would love this show because she has such a good sense of humor.
That'd be great.
I think Charlize might do it. Yeah, I think if I just texted Charlize about it, I think she just needs like a week or two heads up, and then Charlize would love to be on the show.
She needs her time. Yeah. She needs her beauty exactly. Sleep.
See, it doesn't shock me that Finn would know Charlize. It's the thing that always Charlize gets me here is that Amir is close with Charlize Theron.
And we love Charlize. Yeah. What?
Is it Theron or Theron? I don't know.
Charlize. Oh, to me, she's just the Leeze. Yeah. She's Leezy going and Leezy does it. And she's Leezy, breezy, beautiful. She's a cover girl. I don't know her last name. I don't need to know her last name. To me, she's simply an angel. Charlie's angel, specifically. And she's Charlize. Theron, I think is how you
Theron?
Pronounce it. Thyroid.
It's definitely not thyroid.
She has a goiter.
A thyroid condition, so that's kind of her nickname, and it stuck.
That's not for me's or you's to talk about. Let's just move on. We'll have Charlize on. She could talk about it.
Billy, are you seeing anybody?
Jesus.
You text me this every day.
Jeff. Jeff also texted me what my body count is.
Yeah, this is
gotcha journalism. Don't talk to people like that, especially like podcasters on HeadGum. It makes me uneasy. It's probably illegal. Just let's keep it.
Welcome to Bombard Wolf Hard.
What was that?
What's
was that Les Mis?
The Russian national anthem.
The national anthem of the USSR. So,
how did you know that, Finn?
He's been a Russian operative for the better part of a decade. It's not that far from Vancouver to Eastern Russia.
What was your question going to be, Jeff?
Yeah. All right, so this is this segment where the floor is open. Finn is allowing us into his life, unto his personal property issues, relationships, etc. So Amir, Billy, feel free to chime in, but I have a list just of some extremely invasive questions, Finn. So if you don't mind, and again, you can pass, but you know, maybe we'll get one of these and this whole thing will go viral. Here we go. First and last name of the person you lost your virginity
what
to.
What the fuck is your
pass,
problem?
Right?
All right.
What are you talking about?
You don't have to answer any
pass.
Of these. I'm just posing
pass.
These. All right, pass. Exact pass. Street address. Exact
you don't have
street
to
address.
Personal.
How much money did you make in 2020?
Pass.
All right. What's? Oh wait.
Well, Finn, yeah. Play along a little bit. Like, you don't have to answer all these, but don't be like a total wet blanket. Jeff invited us on. It feels
don't
like
give him an inch, because then he'll start asking even more somehow invasive questions, even though he's already asked like the three worst ones.
This is the best phone number to reach you at.
No. You don't have to say that. Do not say it out loud.
If you want, I'll bleep it. If you want me to, I'll bleep
it. Of course I want you to bleep it.
All right. And Billy, Amir, again, chime in. This whole segment is bombarded right. Hard.
Next.
I have to
next
leave.
Next question.
Or what's I'll that? Be under arrest. I have
next,
to leave or else I'll be in trouble.
Jeff, just if you have any other questions, keep going.
How much do you weigh?
Like one.
Pass. You don't have to answer that. Don't let him. Don't
my
let him like.
My weight is on IMDb. So.
Okay.
So is mine, but I lied to him, sweetheart.
What does it say?
$1 million. Is that how much you made in 2020?
No. What does yours say?
What is the most illegal thing you've ever done?
He got a
what
fucking pipe. He got a pipe. It's a pipe.
Oh, it's a gentleman's pipe.
Gentleman's.
I started a fight club with Judd Hirsch and Emil Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch.
The Hirsch brothers? You don't know them?
Are they even related?
No. Of course not.
Shit. That was all I had for Bombard Wolfhard. Billy hasn't said jack.
So I'm sorry. So okay.
Yeah.
Let me recap.
Yes.
This segment started with the national anthem to the USSR.
Correct.
Right?
Yes. Good so far. Good
then
so far.
The entire segment of 3 minutes was based on a rhyme.
Mm, I actually, that's interesting.
Is it?
All right, go on. I now see that it was based on a rhyme, which is kind
of
neat. Yeah.
No, terrible. To base something off of a rhyme, right? Mm. Think of any like really popular media titles of
Tucker
song,
Carlson
titles of
tonight.
Beatles song. Doesn't rhyme.
The Tonight Sharson starring Johnny Carson, but it's spelled The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Finn left.
He left, which makes sense.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
He got up.
he needed a
carb because his brain has been exhausted. Yeah.
The loudest snack he could find as well.
A crinkly bag, a crispy snack. And did we mention it's really close to the fucking microphone?
Right,
what shape are those pretzels? Classic, rod, stick,
honey mustard,
minis.
Spears.
They're unsalted.
Billy, what's wrong? You look absolutely either devastated or gone.
I'm halfway to both, man.
That's
I'm both
cool.
devastated and gone. I'm just, I just felt like I kind of blew it on the Bombard Wolfhard segment. I feel like I had some cues that I was burning to ask that I was just kind of too chicken to.
That wasn't the only segment of the show, was it?
No. We have two more, yeah.
Do they all rhyme?
You know, now that you mention it, it's kind of interesting. They do
it's
all
not
have
interesting.
A certain ring to each other.
So they all rhyme with each other? But they all rhyme within themselves.
I guess the pandemic has only been going on for like a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Only?
Yeah, that's a lot. 51 weeks.
I was expecting it to be longer.
Well, it's still going on, so you're kind of right.
What?
Put a mask on. You're currently dialed in from a mall. Put a mask on. He's shopping
at
a grocery store.
I'm at a Cheesecake Factory.
Right. Indoor dining.
We're not allowed to like skateboard or indoor dine. I don't know what to do with my time.
Why not
like
skateboard?
That's like in case like I rolled my ankle or something.
Got it. Unrelated to COVID. Jeff, are you okay? You're on your phone or something for the last 3 minutes of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm fine. I just like if you guys want to take over the fucking show, like you're welcome to. I just am not going to participate. Right?
Holy shit. That's a terrible attitude. You're the host.
I was just going to say it. The first attitude I ever have on the podcast.
Especially as the host.
Welcome to... Sorry, this one's too long of a title to sing along to the song. This is Dick... God, I feel like I interrupted you guys. Why don't you finish the conversation you were saying?
No,
we're done. You fucking ruined the flow of it completely.
This is a game called Dick Van Dyke or Billy Brick on a Bike. So I have basically I'm going to play a couple sound clips.
You're absolutely freeballing this. You're absolutely improvising.
How do you figure?
There's no way you came up with that this morning or yesterday.
I feel like there's no way I could come out of that up with that on the fly. I also have
I think that's like the only way you could come up with it or anyone could come up
with it. What were you doing
it.
For 3 minutes on your phone?
I was setting up a game, but it wasn't for the show.
Just say your fucking thing.
I'm going to play on a, bike, a couple Dick Van Dyke sound clips. And then you guys, again, this is all for cash. I'm going to play a couple sound clips. You guys tell me whether it's Dick Van Dyke.
This is all for cash?
Yeah, yeah. So basically $100 for every right answer, $100 owed to me for every wrong answer. I think Amir has ended up, I think he gave me like $2,000 because he kept getting things wrong on the last time he played a game. But I'm going to play a sound clip, and you guys are going to tell me whether it's Dick Van Dyke or Billy on a bike.
I think I'm going to be pretty good at this. Okay. I think you shouldn't have made this for money.
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Amir, are you happy?
No.
All right, number one.
And you have to remember, you know, the president doesn't pass the laws. Congress carries out the will of the people and passes the laws.
That's a trick question. That's me on a unicycle.
Billy, you owe me $100. That was Dick Van Dyke. That was okay. His endorsement of Bernie Sanders.
Okay, cool.
All right, number two, are we all ready? I don't want to catch anybody off guard because clearly Billy wasn't ready. Here we go.
Can I also guess this is a trick question? Is Dick Van Dyke now riding a bike?
He owed me $100. That was Billy Brick on a bike. Billy, I'm so sorry, by the way, to be airing these like private recordings that I made of you riding bicycles. But
yeah, I don't know how you recorded them, but I remember
was
that.
Was he also did he crash at the end?
Yes.
The seat was too high.
Okay, so what, you rode into something?
I saw a squirrel and I swerved and then I hit the curb. There's like a sidewalk beside the bike lane in Toronto, and then I hit the curb, fell, and then got up, and then I saw the squirrel come at me, and then I fell the second time.
So the squirrel was kind of antagonizing you at that
point. Yeah, it's like I tried to move out of its way, and then I guess it saw me fall, and then it like it just is very an opportunistic squirrel. Just made that I was down and wanted to.
At that point, he was just sort of trolling you.
A squirrel walks into a bar.
Let's just go to the third one. Let's go to the third noise.
All right, here we go.
The Dick Van Dyke Show. Starring Dick Van Dyke.
This one seems like a no-brainer.
Well, that's probably not either, right? Like, it's the guy who said that is probably not. Is it all right? Dick Van Dyke, final answer.
You're right.
Yes.
That's $100 to him.
Yes.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, it's related to Dick Van Dyke. I mean, he probably didn't do the voiceover.
I'm on the top of the squirrel.
Oh. Don't ever own a dog. All right, here we go.
Whoa!
How?
I'm gonna guess that's Billy Brick on a bike.
Correct! Finn's breaking even, Amir's up $100, Billy's down 100 still. Here we go.
Jim, I smoke 3 packs a day.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
That's why we have these voices.
So you just stop.
That was Larry King.
That one was a trick question. Also, he was talking to Dick Van Dyke.
This is the worst segment of all time.
Damn, Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
That's neither.
Amir is up $200. Billy's down. Finn, you're breaking even. Last one. All right, this one's triple or nothing. And the winner of it gets all the money pooled together, sent to them over Venmo. Here we go.
Can I?
Yeah, that's me on a bike.
No, that's trick. Don't. No, that's a trick question. That's Billy on a motorcycle.
That's correct. Finn, you just got 200, 300.
You didn't say Billy Brick on a bicycle.
Hmm?
Is the motorcycle still a bike? Don't make that face. Don't make that face.
Finn, what's your Venmo?
I don't have a. I have a PayPal.
All right, I'll do it later.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Inappropriate Statues.
So that doesn't rhyme, right? You said they all rhymed. An inappropriate statue does not rhyme.
Yeah, kind of a small thing in the grand scheme of this shit show, but you did say that they would all rhyme, and two of the three did. And then there was this one.
Billy, I wouldn't do that to
it
you.
It just felt like...
Right?
I know, but
if
it
I
just
come
felt
out
like...
lackluster video or lackluster audio or whatever, I wouldn't fucking embarrass you on your own fucking show, right?
You just said that they all rhymed, and I figured, like, the only reason behind making the first two, Bombard, Wolfhard, and Billy Brick on a Bike versus Dick Van Dyke, is because of the rhyme. It felt like you could have picked... Like, if they didn't have to rhyme, there's so many... better games that we could have played.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
You just kind of gave up on one. But what, keep going with the statues.
Wait, yeah, which one was this? I forget the name of this one already. What was
the name's less important. Well, basically, there's a news story. You guys seen this in the news? That's my Jay Leno. Nobody? I thought I saw Amir cracked a smile.
I got it. It wasn't
Come
funny.
On down to Burbank. I have a garage full of cars. It's Jay Leno again.
Onward.
There's been...
What?
What do you think this is?
I think this is a tough room is what this is. I think
no
I've
way.
You guys fucking gold.
What did you think was going to happen?
When you did the Jay Leno twice.
I didn't have a plan for the whole show, but with the Jay Leno thing especially, I thought I was going to come out like, hey, did you say this? What's that?
I didn't say anything. We were listening to this
coughed.
Fucking impression.
We were listening
again.
To the thing.
Come in, it's like, you guys see this? Yeah, there's a story in the news, and this is, I don't fucking, like, I'm on the verge of tears at this point. Like, I'm fucking on the spot. Billy's looking at me like my dad does, so that's disapproving.
That's so sad.
There's been bipartisan support in Tennessee for the erection of a Dolly Parton statue on the grounds of the Tennessee Capitol. But Dolly Parton herself opposes the statue, and she's quoted as saying, given all that's going on in the world, I don't think putting me on a pedestal is appropriate at this time.
Well, if Dolly's involved now, there's definitely going to be some erection happening.
That's really
nice.
Good. Well, if Parton's and Dolly involved... Ferris got that out. This segment is basically who else would be the worst people to erect statues of right now?
And where?
And where. So person and place.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
By the way, the Dolly Parton statue sounds like it would be a great idea, especially if she's so humble that she doesn't even want a statue.
Right.
I'll start us off just because I came prepared. Jetty, what's that?
I said, yeah.
You don't want to continue. You don't want to continue with your thought because you're so quick to... Did somebody say something? You just be confident.
Do you think yeah is the start of a way longer sentence?
Jetty Osman in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. Let's start there.
That one's fine, but yeah, ultimately unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
He's a role player.
How about this? Andre Drummond in downtown Cleveland, Ohio, because he's on his way out.
That'd be that's interesting. Good. See, that's a statue that should not be there now or in that city.
Yeah.
What about Alfonso Ribeiro on a booze cruise?
What about that? Is that a statue or you're talking about Carlton from The Fresh Prince just on a little yacht with a bunch of his boys pounding beers?
I meant the statue, but that second one sounds fucking awesome.
I guess.
What about Alexis Bledel on the Warner Brothers lot, just like in the center of Stars Hollow?
Who's Alexis?
Yeah, who's that?
That's Rory Gilmore.
Oh, Gilmore Girl.
Oh,
fucking idiots!
Don't get mad at us for not watching. Yeah, for not watching
like religiously.
Let's move on.
All right, how about half Jay Leno, half Jay Leto, Jared?
Oh, that's good.
And it's kind of like a two-faced Joker. You know what I mean? Just, you know how Leno stabbed Conan in the back?
Yeah.
And you got the double Batman pun, and the Snyder cut is around the corner.
Half Conan O'Brien, half Billy O'Cryan.
Who's that?
My sad Irish grandfather.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He was so sad that his last name became O'Cryan.
No, other way around.
It was just kind of destined from the beginning.
Tom Selleck in Hawaii.
That's pretty good.
Just cuz.
Are we doing worst statues or best statues?
Yeah.
Inappropriate. Inappropriate statues.
That's a great
statue.
That's
probably
for the Times. Oh, for the New York Times?
No, Financial Times. What about Elon Musk at dusk? So it's a statue that only goes up at 5. And every night at 6:30.
They take him down every
night. At 6:30, it's torn down. That's right.
6:30 every night, it's torrents down, meaning that it's taken down to torrents for storage.
Torrents, yeah. Storrents, of course, being storage and torrents.
How about Elon Musk meets Kevin Smith's Tusk. So it's Elon Musk, but he's a walrus.
I am the Cuckoo walrus. Ka-choo.
Yeah.
What about Perez Hilton at the Hilton Doubletree in Kansas City?
How about Paris Hilton on Milton Avenue?
Where's that?
Huge street.
A Paris Hilton statue on Milton in Toronto would probably be the worst statue
Oprah
that we've
Winfrey
made so far.
On a wind farm for free. So the statue doesn't cost a dime. And she was a dime.
Was? Not
is.
Anymore?
I don't fucking know.
Who directed Parasite?
Bong Joon-ho.
So it's Bong Joon-ho. It's a statue of Bong Joon-ho, director Bong, as I playfully refer to him as.
You didn't even know his name
but
till just now.
But it's just the size... It's the size of a chess piece.
At a 420 festival. Shocker.
That's right.
He's blaze.
That's right. So he's high and on a chessboard in a park in San Francisco. Right?
Why the chessboard? Why San Francisco?
Because he's like small and people are getting high in a park in San Francisco.
What about Paul Giamatti moonlighting as a Michael Jackson impersonator moonwalking on Hollywood Boulevard?
How about Paul Giamatti reenacting Moonlight, the movie?
As a statue?
Mahershala Ali teaching him how to swim.
It's Mahershala Ali having to permanently hold a statue of Paul Giamatti in the shallow waters of Santa Monica.
Correct.
What about John Stewart, Kristen Stewart, Patrick Stewart, Jimmy Stewart,
we've done
Stewart?
More than enough. More than enough we've done with the statues. The game has run its course. The well has run dry.
That was a game? Are we calling that a game?
Tom DeLonge in my mom's salon.
Plugs. What are you guys working on? What do you want to point the people to? Et cetera, et cetera. Billy, why don't we start with you because you seem the most angry.
Correct. That's the only correct thing you've said all day, actually. The Finn directed a short film that I'm in with our friend Artoon, who's very funny, and that came out on YouTube. But I guess... two of my friends are filmmakers in film school and they're making their thesis films and they're both trying to get funding so they could make them. And it's like really hard, obviously, because it's a pandemic. So it's like a lot more expenses. So on my Instagram, William N. Brick, I'll put the links to those. So maybe if people feel so inclined to donate.
So they need money or something?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to be?
Yeah, are you okay? That?
Anchor.
What how much scratch are you talking?
Scratch?
He's sort of like an old weird guy at a bank or something. It's like, yeah, I was talking to the teller. Don't worry. Sorry, can you not stand so close to me, by the way? You're also not wearing a mask. Can we get this guy out of here?
Pretzel?
No, please, you're not supposed to eat in here.
Oh.
Anyway, I need $5,000.
That's not a pretzel, that's a cigar. You're eating a cigar.
It's a gun! He's got a fucking gun.
Are we going me next or I'm famous, so everything's fine.
Oh my god.
Boo.
That was awesome.
Finn, I was mining your Wikipedia page for content for this for these segments.
Don't hold the pipe.
I didn't end up using any of it.
Yeah, you didn't find anything.
But
apparently.
You were on the Forbes 30 under 30.
I get yeah.
What about the Forbes thirsty under 30? So you're like kind of want for a lady of the night, a one night stand, a dominatrix of a certain caliber.
A one night stand does not need to be a prostitute.
Okay. All
what
right.
Do you think?
Sex worker,
what,
please.
Do you think do not.
don't get mad at him. You're the one who brought everything up. You
I'm
led
sorry.
Him all the way there and you said one thing. You got
Jeff,
mad at him.
Jeff, I'm sorry. Jeff, sorry. You had a one night stand?
Yes.
Was there money involved?
Yeah, well, we had a bet. We placed bets.
We
what was the bet?
The bet was who would come faster, and I bet on myself and won.
I shorted myself.
I shorted my shorty.
I soiled no, my I short.
I have Billy and I work on this movie for A24 called When You Finish Saving the World. I'm in the new Ghostbusters movie, which comes out in November, shooting the show Stranger Things soon as well. Billy and I are writing a movie together, so hopefully that comes together.
Is it the same one that I read, or is it a new one?
Yeah, it's the same one. But we're doing a little rewrite on it. Thank you. We're doing a rewrite on it.
You know how it's good to get fresh eyes on it? We send it to you to kind of get stale eyes on it. So, like, if you laughed at shit, we just knew to change it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you love that one bit. You love that one bit about the dad rap, and me cut that instantly. And that's not a joke.
Yeah. It's not a joke. We cut
Some
it.
People have the Midas touch. You have the shit touch. Yeah. Everything you touch turns to
you
shit.
You cut the dad rap bit?
We cut the dad rap bit.
That was the funniest part of the whole movie. Yeah,
and because you thought that, it was cancer to them. And they had to get rid of it.
It was dying.
I'm actually upset about this. I'm actually upset about this. That was my favorite scene in the movie.
Exactly.
It's just so specific to like you. So we'll use it for something else. We'll do it as a HeadGum sketch.
Okay.
Over Zoom.
That's good.
We'll do it over.
No, I'll do it in the office. Do it in the office when you guys move to LA. Amir, I shouldn't have had you go last because
sort of bone dry as far as content goes. Anything to plug?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I was gonna bring up my Twitter and Instagram, but yeah, forget it. I guess. Jesus.
No, I'm sorry. It's
that's so mean.
I'm just mad about the dad rap bit being cut from the film. What's your Twitter? Blumenfeld at Blumenfeld.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's all dry, right?
Not dry. I didn't mean that. Come on. Let's get back to having fun. Remember when we did the Billy Brick on a bike bit? We were all having fun, and like I feel like we could get back to that.
Not really.
We never were.
I didn't understand that. The third game didn't even rhyme.
So let's all compare our lives 1 second.
Okay.
We're in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Shooting a movie.
Shooting a...
Amir's at home.
High profile.
Running a podcast Mexico. Company.
Correct.
Right? Yep.
In a very nice area
running
of Los
a
Angeles.
Big podcast company. Jeff.
Yeah.
Parents' closet.
Okay. Well.
Ohio.
It's my bedroom in my parents' house, which happens to be a closet. But yeah,
right.
A lot of thick, large leather jackets behind you. You used to wear a lot of leather jackets, it looks like, or something.
Yeah, I wanted to be a biker in a way.
It looks like it smells in there. Yeah, it's very hard leather.
Well, it's hard
too.
To hide the smell of hides. have you guys seen The Rookie?
No.
I made the rookie mistake of putting a leather hide as a rug.
Did they make that mistake in the movie, or was that just you? Nothing to do with it? Because I don't think that in that movie they're going to put a leather...
They didn't end up doing it, but I wonder if there's like a draft of it where they might have.
Similar to the dad rap bit. You just responded really well to the leather hide on the floor as a rug bit, and then they cut it.
Right. So, yeah, so you're in your parents' closet and you're running a podcast.
Yes.
Every segment, two out of three rhymed. Mm-hmm. You said three of them rhymed. Mm-hmm. Two of them rhymed. You dragged it out for 50... No, you dragged it out for 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. 5-0, 50, mm-hmm. Right?
Correct.
You played the Damn Daniel sound, which is...
Damn Daniel!
So that hasn't been a thing for 4 years.
Longer than
and
that.
Then, so, okay, so that's worse, right?
I think it's 8 years.
Can you believe this Dandemic has been going on for 8 years?
Nice! Pandemic!
Sax! you can follow my ass on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Shout out Billy for coming up with Jeff Boyardee, my new handle.
That is true. That is true.
So all the money you owe me from failing at the game earlier, I'll absolve that.
Well, we'll be, I think we'll be in LA soon. So maybe we'll actually, and maybe the world will be a little more normal. So we can actually come into the office and record some
stuff.
Oh,
I'm literally getting COVID tested right now.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Billy.
Put this in.
Right.
Put that in.
Yes. 1 second. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Billy.
God, he's already drawing blood. That was so fast.
Not even how they test you.
What kind of test is this? Yeah, what kind of test?
Antibodies.
Billy's gone, but Finn, thanks so much for coming on. Yeah, you got to come and do the show.
Of course.
In person.
Anytime.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Catch you on the flip.
You forgot.
Diesel?
There's no way you forgot. No.
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.